Hello.
Hello, Lisa Murphy?
Yes.
It's Amy Nelson. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing so good. I have to say, I didn't think I was going to hear back from you.
Well, I said I was going to call back when I got ready.
I know, but you know how many people say that to me? You got to know a lot of people say that to me, right?
Like, yeah.
I hear that quite a bit, you know? And I have to tell everybody, okay, I'll talk to you later, you know? Because sometimes they say it because they just don't want to talk to me no more, you know?
How are you?
I'm
doing good.
Good. Did you ever get rid of AdIQ?
No, I still got them doing,
okay. You
know, the PPC and all that stuff.
Okay, good.
But I'm about to change plans on that.
Okay.
So come up with new marketing plans, and I'm hoping that's going to work out better for me. What I did get rid of is Angie's List so that I could afford you.
Okay, cool. So you want to do the Google Guarantee, right?
Okay. Explain it again.
Yes, ma'am. So going over this again, exactly what you're looking at is a one-time upfront cost, $250 application fee that goes to get you and the business background check. Now, you're the only one going out and doing bids, right? Bidding the jobs?
Right now, I am, yes.
Okay, then you're the only one that needs to go on the application. And then does the business have does it have business insurance? Let me take a look here.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have business license for the company?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a look and just verify that nothing has changed as far as what's needed. Give me a second here. Okay, hold on. Let me go in. So I'll remind you, the painting vertical, which is your category, okay, it is under the handyman vertical. So we can set it so that all you come up for is the painting leads. And if you wanted any drywall, then we can include the drywall. That's up to you, okay?
Drywall.
Yeah.
Drywall repairs and stuff.
Install and repairs. Yes, ma'am. I can go over the full list.
Yeah.
I'll go over the full list with you just to make sure that we have everything for you. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me take a look. Okay. All right. So you're good to go on that. So the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee. The Google Guarantee is going to be the guaranteed leads coming in from Google. I'll remind you that what the guarantee is to the general public that they're going to be working with a quality service provider, that you've been background checked, that you are, in fact, tried and true. And Google actually backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client in the event that something went wrong that couldn't be squared away. But I know that probably never happens to you. It's just what Google's guarantee is to the public, okay?
Right. Okay.
And what they're guaranteeing to you, Lisa, is they're guaranteeing that you're going to get the qualified leads. So the qualified leads are going to come directly to you, meaning that there's no middleman, okay? The calls come straight to you, and you only pay for the qualified leads. So they will go ahead and assign your business a specific Google call tracking phone number that is for Google Guarantee. You will know that it is a Google Guarantee lead that is coming in before it comes in because it shows up on the caller ID and says Google Guarantee lead, okay? And when the person is on the other end of the phone, Lisa, it's a real-life human being. It's not, we don't hand you a lead and say, here you go, Lisa. I hope for the best, okay? It is actual people on the other end of the phone. Now, if for some reason the other person on the other end of that phone was a sales or solicitation call, you are not charged. That's not a qualified lead.
Okay.
If that happens to be somebody seeking employment with your company, again, not a qualified lead, you're not charged. Now, if they're asking for a service that you do not provide, that is not listed in your service profile, that also is not considered a qualified lead if you decline the job. Now, if you choose to take the job, then, of course, you'd be charged for the lead, okay? Mm-hmm. Additionally, if they ask for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, not a qualified lead. The only two instances that are considered actual qualified leads is when the client is requesting estimate over the phone and you give it, which is probably never, because, I mean, you need to go out and see the job, right?
Right, right.
Or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that are considered qualified leads, okay?
Okay.
Now, what happens is you go ahead, we go ahead, we send you out the application for the Google Guarantee, and then from there, you're going to fill out the application, have client onboarding with my technician. Client onboarding is about a 10 to 15 minute phone conversation. It does not require very much. They're going to verify the application, have you upload your photo ID, and then we can send off for verification and get that moving forward. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, which that the longest it's ever taken is 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always take that long or even usually take that long. I just have to let you know how long it could take. It depends on how quickly you get us the information we need. As soon as your Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you and we say, Lisa, we're ready to cut the leads on and we need the minimum monthly budget. Your minimum monthly budget is $383 and your lead cost is $29.33 per lead. You will pay the $383 up front, and then those leads will be turned on and will be coming directly to you. What I mean by that specifically, go ahead.
You said it was 29 what?
$29.33 per lead.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so,
what that means to me is what?
What's that?
Oh, I was asking you, I was picking up where you left off.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I want to make sure I talk kind of fast sometimes, so I always try to slow down, and because I want to get your questions answered. They're important to me. So what happens is we'll call you, we'll charge the budget, and then we'll turn the leads on. Now, the leads will begin coming to you. The idle rate that they come in, Lisa, is at 3 leads per week. That's the idle rate, okay? Meaning if we do nothing, if we don't increase it, decrease it, anything, it'll automatically start coming in at 3 leads a week, okay? Now, you have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit. You could call in. You could pause the leads. You could increase the lead flow if you need more leads. Depends on what the needs of the business are. Now, if you were to pause the campaign, wherever you pause the campaign, that right there, Lisa, is where the campaign stops financially. Meaning, if you pause the campaign with $287 in it, then it pauses with the $287, and there's no monthly charge. Okay, so if you pause it, say you take a break from November, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, right? Even through the New Year. Say you're gonna go dormant, you know, not too much is happening, you wanna go ahead and pause everything, and you're gonna take a nice vacation with your family, which I really hope you do, okay? But what happens is that's where the budget is going to pause financially, and then there's going to be no charges, no movement. You don't rotate off the first page. You just don't have the green check mark, and your phone number for the guaranteed leads is not enabled, so nobody can accidentally call you and ask. There's no accidental charges, anything like that, okay?
Okay.
It's completely protected. Now, in the event that there happened to be an unqualified lead, because this is the thing, is AI is listening to all of those recorded phone calls. We have all those calls recorded for authenticity purposes. So if for some reason, say a call squeaked through, right, that was not qualified, that doesn't meet that specific criteria that we spoke about, in that case, then what would happen is you would call and you would just say, Amy, this is not a qualified lead. I need this refunded. And we go ahead, we listen to the call, we send it off to Google with the recording, and we say, this doesn't meet the criteria, we need this, we dispute it, and they give us the money back, and we put it back on the account. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let me see here. I don't think there's anything else that I forgot. Do you have any other questions?
So when people call in, you're transferring the call that's to the number that's on my webpage.
The call, so your, the number that's on your webpage is going to be, is different from the number. Google themselves is going to assign you a special call tracking number that's going to forward the calls to your phone. So they do this to ensure that A, they can record the phone calls, but B, also as a protection, because imagine if you have, imagine if it was just like a regular number that had no recording on it, that had no fail safe on it. That way, if somebody, you know, were to maliciously or even accidentally call that number multiple times, it could conceivably charge you without it being qualified. Then we have to fight to get your money back and all the things, right?
Gotcha.
So Google assigns a call tracking number, and that number is going to rotate, Lisa. It's not set in stone. So if it's, you know, if it's 365-877-3636, you know, for this week, and then say it's paused for a day or two, when you come back next week, it might be 3367, okay? There's no way for us to know what it is. It's a rotating number, and that's done for your protection. So that way, nobody can click out your budget, but additionally, so Google can record those phone calls. Now, your clients absolutely have access to your website. They absolutely have access to call you independently, and that is our encouragement for you. As soon as you connect with that client, give them your direct number.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the reason I was asking is because, like, if they call the number that's on the web page, it's going to route to our call center.
It's up to you. So if you want those calls going to the call, so this is the thing, is we're going to ask you, what phone number do you want us to route the calls to? If you want us to route them to the call center, which I would not recommend, because it's, how are they going to know if it's a qualified or unqualified call? Like, they're not going to see the caller ID pop up that says Google Guarantee Lead to know this is a lead that we need to pay attention to, right? They're
going
to see.
Ultimately, every call that comes in there should be, well, you know what? They have a call tree to weed out calls that are not supposed to be, you know, like somebody calls in.
Yeah, we have that too. Mm-hmm. We offer that service too on our regular services. Yes, we offer that. But the reason for having this one is this is assigned directly by Google. Like, Google recommends that this is the way that it's done, and it's a specific call tracking phone number that is signed to your company because the calls are recorded. Not just to weed out like press one dialers and robocalls and spam calls like that, but this is to actually guarantee that it's a qualified lead, that it meets that qualifying criteria of, you know, request for service and you setting that appointment, or if that, you know, person is requesting the estimate over the phone, you happen to give it over the phone.
Okay. So with that said, it sounds like it needs to be routed directly to a phone number that I would be answering.
That's what I would suggest, highly suggest, because then you're in control, especially because it's charging you per lead on that. You're in complete control on that.
Okay.
You know, like say you know that you're going to be busy for 3 or 4 days. You're not going to be able to even, go out and bid anything, let alone take a phone call. You would just call in and pause it so it doesn't. So your budget doesn't go in, so it's right there. You see what I'm saying? You would just literally call and pause it and then unpause it when you're ready to unpause it. You can text, you can email, however you want to.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking out loud. Because sometimes, you know, I'm actually on an appointment, and I may not be free to answer the call.
And then they would leave you a voicemail because it's a real life human being. They would leave you that voicemail. They would let you know that they need to speak with you because they're looking for service, and then you would be able to contact them back.
Okay.
I mean, obviously you're working. You're not independently wealthy yet, right?
No, I'm not independently wealthy yet. You know? I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way so I'm not missing out on the opportunities.
Absolutely. So, and that's why I would suggest going directly to you as opposed to using the call service for this particular service, at least until you figure it out. And then if once you've got the lay of the land and got it going, you decide that you want to filter it through that way, then sure. But we just want to make sure that we're doing our part and explaining everything properly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. And what hours do these calls come?
Up to you. We only run your ad during your hours of operation. So some people okay. who are off, you know, like water damage restoration, them folks, they're 24-hour. And, you know, storm damage restoration, them folks are 24. Some roofers are 24 hours. But for yourself, mm-hmm. if you want 7 to 7 or 8, you truly get to pick the hours. It's not just random hours. You get to pick the hours. And this is the thing, is when it's not during your enabled hours, again, that number rotates off, so nobody can call you from that service.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, if they call you from your website, well, they had that number. They went to Google and they found it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And actually, if they call them from the website, well, the website will actually enable them to go on ahead and schedule on their own. They don't have to talk to anybody. But they do choose to call into the call center.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, call center 8.
Mm-hmm. Man, you really got it going on, don't you?
I'm trying to get it going on.
No, you're doing good. You're running this all by yourself. I'm so impressed. Of course you could do it. You're a woman. I believe in women more than anything. But I'm just saying, if you want something done, you get a woman on it, really. I don't care what it is. You know what I mean? And get the busiest woman that you can find. Cause she ain't got time for no gobbledygook. She's just gonna run it out and get it taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know how we are. We're not putting up with none of that. We gotta get it going. We got stuff to do. Got to get on to the next thing.
Exactly.
Huh? Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
We don't have time for nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They don't. Sometimes these guys, they don't get that, you know.
Yeah, women are like, look, if you don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So.
Exactly. Stop wasting my time because you're spending my money, basically, you know?
Right.
Oh, boy.
And Angela's leads was not making any sense to me because it wasn't making me any money. I'm like, okay. This ain't gonna work.
You gave it a good run with that Angie's too. I'll say that because we spent a few months since we spoke, and you gave it a good. You gave it a good go with that. I feel like you were very fair with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they started off good, and then it was like, what in the world are mm-hmm. y'all giving a whole bunch of crap here?
Wow.
And I guess they did good long enough to suck me in. I guess mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
They were like, got you now. Come on.
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. Let me see here. Give me one second. Let me take a look at something here. Okay. Taking a look around. I'm looking for your Google listing. So there's a lot of 5-star painting companies in and around your area. What is
I'm 5-star painting of Alamance County.
Of what?
Alamance County.
Alamance County. How do I spell that?
Alamance.
Mm-hmm. T-E?
C-E.
C-E? Got it.
Uh-huh.
A-N-C-E County. And is that out of Burlington?
Yep.
Hold on a minute here. What in the heck's going on? I found your website.
But?
5star.com, 5starpainting.com/Alamance County, correct?
That's me, yes.
336-604-0807.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Then I don't understand. Let me try this again. 5-star painting. Let me get a clean search. Burlington. And what's the zip code?
27215.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So the one thing that I'm going to tell you is that you have to get, you're going to need to get some 5-star reviews, okay? And you're going to want to get those here pretty quickly. So just get a couple people to go on there about, you want to get about 5 5-star reviews. Have 5 people you know that'll give you a 5-star review, go to your Google profile and leave you a review. I can even send you a little link as well if you want, but we need to have 5 reviews on there, okay?
5. I need 5 quick reviews. Okay.
5 5 stars. Give us 5 5 stars. I'm sure you got 5 people, right?
Yeah. I think they're giving me 5 stars.
Good.
They said please.
What's that?
I said they said they were pleased.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let me see here. I've got that up. That's perfect. I've got that going. The website looks great. Everything is good. Okay, so are you ready to get going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
what's the
you talk about to me? What am I looking at now? Oh, 60, yeah, that's it. You said 604-6702. I don't know what I was at a second ago. Must be somebody else's number. Or it changed on me or something.
Well, the number that's on your website and the number that's on your listing, your Google listing, are 2 different numbers.
Okay. At 336-604-6702, man.
The number that I see on your Google listing ends in 1487. The one that's on your website is that other one you said, and then the one we're speaking on is 1217. So... You're just wheeling and dealing, aren't you, girl? Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Okay. So what is the best email address for everything?
Lisa.Murphy@5starpainting.com. At least that's consistent.
Right. 5 is spelled out, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then what is the address that the business is registered at? I realize it's a home office, but what is it?
709 Floyd Street.
Floyd?
Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D.
Got it.
Street.
And that's in Burlington, North Carolina, 27215?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, beautiful. All right, and then what are your hours of operation, Lisa?
I think I've got everything 8 to 8, but I don't do any appointments before 9 o'clock.
Okay, so if you let me know when you want the phone calls, because I need to know when we're going to cut it on for you.
Let's do 9 to, do I want to go 8 o'clock? 9 to 8 is something. Well, let me see. Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 7.
Okay. Got it.
No, make that 9 to 6. 9 to 6.
You can always adjust it later. They're going to verify everything before it goes live, okay? So if you change your mind, like if you get to thinking about it a little more and you're like, I want to do something else, then you can always update it or change it whenever you want to. It's real easy. It's not hard. We're here for you. I'm just so pleased that you called me and you decided to give this a chance. I really think you're going to love it. And it just goes to show that you just never know, right? When you made an impression
about it, some of the other owners are using, Google. Is this like Google Ads? This is
no.
Google Ads.
This is different than Google Ads. Google Ads is Google Ads. This is Google Guarantee, so it's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Now,
better than Angie's List, so I'm already impressed. So.
Oh, it's absolutely better than Angie's List. Yes, yes, yes. Let me see here. Let me go through these questions really quickly. No, but is getting them. Okay. Has a GDP. Yes, you're going to do the background check. Yes, you have the social security number. Yes, you have the driver's license. Okay, yes. Yes. Not required. Okay. Okay, so you, with the insurance document, you have an Accord certificate of insurance. That's just for general liability that has your, the insurance will be valid, still valid 2 months from today's date, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, perfect. I just have to verify that. No, you have a website. You don't need a website upgrade. Okay, yes. Okay. Let me grab this. Put this information in. Okay, here we go. Got that. Make a space here. Okay, and then the website looks awesome. Okay, let me grab that as well. Perfect. All right. So now we're going to get down to it. Let's talk about the subcategories within the handyman service. You tell me which ones you want, okay?
Okay.
Assemble furniture.
Mm-mm.
Clean gutters.
We can, but I don't really want anybody calling to clean gutters.
Okay.
Because we pressure wash when we're doing the exterior paint job.
Mm-hmm.
And while we up there, it's not a big deal to clean the gutters while they're doing it. But we don't want somebody calling us about cleaning gutters.
Specific for that. Gotcha. Install drywall.
Yes, we can do that.
Repair drywall.
Yes.
Install fan.
No.
Install flooring.
No.
Install tile.
No.
Install water fixtures.
No.
Mount TV.
No.
And then you do want the painting indoors and outdoors.
Yes.
Got it.
Commercial and residential.
Yes, ma'am. It'll come up that way. Only for drywall install, drywall repair, painting indoor and outdoor. Please. Okay. All right, Lisa. So the next thing that we're going to do is I'm just going to go over a couple of things with you. I'm going to say you have my direct phone number and extension line. I'm going to send out the Google Guarantee application. So what's going to happen is I'm going to give you the weekend. We're going to schedule your client interview on Monday at a time that's convenient for you so you have time to review the application and get the 5-star reviews on your Google business profile, okay, because we want to get that moving forward as quickly as possible. So with the application, once your application is complete, please know that it's as soon as you click submit and it's turned in to us, we're going to get a notification, and then we'll be able to do your client interview. Once your application is completed and you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we're going to contact you, and we're going to say, okay, we're ready to go ahead and start the cut the leads on for you. At that point in time, Google may let us know if within your industry you're eligible for max lead budget. So max lead budget does allow you to bid higher if you choose to on any type of job, if you would like to move your max lead budget up, meaning if you would like to say, hey, I'm willing to pay $42 a lead, or I'm willing to pay double a lead to ensure that I'm getting better leads, then you have that option available to you, okay?
Okay, so with these, what was it, $29 leads, what am I, what What kind of leads am I getting?
No, all the leads are equal. It's not that you're getting a crappy lead versus a good lead, okay? It's just, if it's eligible, so what they do is they will say, okay, these companies right here, these companies are eligible for max lead budget, meaning if you want to come up closer to the top and you want to ensure that you're getting more, like if you really love the leads, you take on the first couple of leads, you're like, I love these leads, these are the best qualified leads. Yes, I'd like to increase to this, and I want to make sure that I'm showing up closer to the top, so go ahead and charge me. I'm willing to pay up to this amount on a lead. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's not a requirement, it's just something that they will let you know about if it's eligible in your area. So when the agent calls you and if the agent calls you and says that to you, then I just didn't want it to be a big surprise for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And that's something that I could do later, and it's not something I would necessarily need to do when I'm talking with the agent, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not necessarily something that you need to do when you're talking with the agent. Again, it's all – and when it becomes eligible, we call you up and we walk you through it. Nothing's done automatically. We get your complete approval on everything. We make sure that you're in complete agreement and, you know, everything's done on the recorded line, so on and so forth. So there's no scariness to it with, oh, man, they're just going to charge something without letting me know or anything like that. Everything's only done upon an agreement, okay?
Okay.
All right. I just sent that application out to you. Now, Lisa, when do you want me to schedule your client onboarding? Do you have time on Monday for it?
Let's see. I got a couple of things going on Monday. Looks like my best time is going to be either afternoon on Monday. Like, how long is the client interview? About an hour?
It's very quick. No, not even. We block off 30 minutes, and, my dear, it's maybe 15.
Okay. Then it's probably my best time probably going to be about 3 o'clock.
Okay. So from 3 to 4 is, of course, the 1 hour that they take for lunch. So I can do before that or after that. I have even as late as between 6, like we could do between 6 and 6:30. Or we could do Tuesday. If you'd rather do Tuesday, we could do Tuesday.
We could do Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, we're looking at,11 o'clock.
You got it. Okay.
You gonna send that meeting invite or do
I am. You know all about it. Yes. You sure do. Hold on. Boarding. CIEN. You're gonna get a notification right now that's gonna say GGCIEN for client interview English. And then it's going to be an invitation into the Google Calendar. Plus, 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a push notification that's going to say, hey, Lisa, we're going to be calling you.
So,
yeah, don't forget about me. You know, now, again, I'm going to stress the most important thing that I need you to take care of besides that application is getting those reviews up. Even if it's just family and friends, anybody, to go onto your Google listing and leave you them reviews, okay?
Okay,
perfect. So that is locked in. So for the cards you're putting on file, is there any middle initial or is it just your first and last name?
First and last name.
All right. And is the billing address the 709 Floyd Street?
No. Billing address is 2614 Darden Road.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Wasn't ready for that. Hold on. Get there. This computers move so slow some days. Okay, what did you say?
2614 Darden Road.
Darden?
D-A-R-D-E-N Road.
Got it.
Greenville?
Greensboro. Zip code?
27406.
You got it. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Let me get it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
4912.
Mm-hmm.
3900.
Mm-hmm.
9155.
Mm-hmm.
2814.
Expiration month and year?
928.
3-digit code on the back?
216.
I need to set a security question on your account. That's your choice of the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name.
First pet name.
Which is?
Truth.
Truth?
Truth. T-R-U.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. I'm charging the $250 application fee now. Let me go ahead. Okay. Oh, geez. Okay. That thing wants to be silly. This computer is giving me trouble. You should have seen the invoice come through. It's going to say, Lisa, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
What is Local Splash?
That's our company.
Local Splash.
Local Splash. Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. Okay. Google community campaign begins. Okay.
Yep. So you're going to see a text that came through that should say, Lisa, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Can you go ahead and click the link there? Once you click it, it should open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you're going to scroll down because the only part that pertains to you is the Google Guarantee. When you get down to the bottom, it's going to be listed there under Products Sold, which is going to be the LSA, Google Guarantee. Do you see that?
I'm going to scroll past it.
It's down at the very bottom.
Because I'm all the way down at cancellations and refunds. So
keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, keep going down below that. You're going to see a little box that says click here to accept, to certify that you are the authorized user and signer on the card.
Okay, I see that. Okay.
Okay, and then below that you'll type in your first and last name.
Okay. And then here I set up my account or something.
Well, we're going to give you those username and password credentials. That'll be given to you after you do your client interview. That's just going to be how you can track everything. That's going to be another form of tracking for you. So right now there's nothing in there. We have to set it up. It's going to give an auto-generated password. So you don't have to worry about that right now because we'll send that out to you, okay?
Okay.
So as of right now, your job is to get the application done for us, get some reviews up, and we're good to go.
So there's another email with the application.
It already came through to you, and it says Google Guarantee Application. If you don't see it there, please check all inboxes and check, like, your spam or junk mail because we've never had correspondence before.
Okay.
But I want to make sure you've got it before we get off.
Okay. coming to them. And did it come from Local Splash at all?
Yes, A. Nelson@localsplash.com. Yes, ma'am. It shows me it was sent, and it should say Google Guarantee Application Form.
I didn't realize I had received some emails from y'all before.
Did they? They probably went to your spam or junk mail or something, filtered out, huh?
Probably. Let me go to my correct email here. Hold on. It didn't go to my before it went to my personal email, not my business email. But
okay.
It's my first time seeing it. I'm like, I didn't know I've been seeing stuff from my
That means you really liked me because you wrote my phone number down and stuck it out. You didn't get it from the email.
No. Right. I wrote your name. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to call her back. And I had to dig around and find it. I was like, which notebook did I write that in? You know.
Right.
Oh, you're the cute little red head in the picture.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I did get the application.
Okay, perfect. And that's just a clickable link there, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll get that done this weekend.
Beautiful.
Sunday.
And then you just have people send you you just have people go on to your Google listing and click right there to leave a review, okay? They can leave a review for you.
That Google page doesn't necessarily it doesn't make it easy to leave a review. I mean, I have to send them the link. There's nothing on my page that, you know.
There should be something. They should, your company, whoever is doing it for you, should already have something for you. Okay? So I'm going to go in. Let me see here. Professional quality. Here. Here you go. I just left you one right now.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. So that way you can see it, okay? It's going to come up there. Now, the thing about it is your review link should be given from your company, whoever's running your Google listing, they should be giving it to you. Because we include like a little link. We say, hey, here's a little link to send to your clients just to make it super easy so people don't have to figure it out.
Yeah, they did send me the link. But I was just saying, like, if you're on my Google page, there's nothing there.
It is a little bit further down below your products and services. It is. It's just down towards the bottom.
You talking about the testimonial?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. The 5-star reviews for Google. Yes. Let me see.
Okay,
here.
Now when I click on testimonials, I have now half of these aren't even mine. Like I have I got some
on your website?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I'm talking about on the Google listing itself.
Oh, how do I get to my Google listing? Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. I think I got this figured out. Hold on. If I go to my thing, it comes, okay, when I click on, let me go here maybe, what I'm looking for. Okay, and I click on 5-star painting. Nope, that ain't the one. Yeah, manage your Google account.
Okay, no. I want you to go in as, no. Go open an incognito window. Do you know how to do that? Okay, are you on a mobile device? What do you want?
I'm on my computer at the moment.
Oh, perfect. Upper right-hand corner, the three dots.
Right, that's what I did.
And then it's going to drop down, and it's going to say, it's going to give you a few options, right? And when you click on them three dots, I want you to click, it'll say new tab, new window, new incognito window.
Okay.
Click on new incognito window.
Okay, got that.
Okay, now punch in five-star painting of Alamance County, and then don't press enter yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then put in Burlington, NC, with your zip code. And then press enter.
Okay.
Now it should pop up your Google Business profile, how people who aren't you see you.
Okay, so I'm
looking at
five.
Because you're basically looking at it as a stranger, you see?
Oh, wait a minute. So when I went there, let me go back. I pulled the wrong one. I pulled up Home Advisor.
Okay, the reason we opened the incognito window is so that it gets a clean search. So you're not signed into your regular Google, because when we're signed into our regular Google, it's gonna show us what we've been searching, what we want to see. You see what I'm saying?
It comes up with the 234 number and then it switches over to 604-0807. That's funny. Okay, so then if I scroll all the way down to, click on services tab.
You don't even have to, are you on the Google Business profile?
I think so.
It should say your company and then it says website, save, call.
Yeah, contact five-star painting of Alamance County, that would come up? No?
Hold on a second. How do I...
Maybe I didn't type it in because I pulled up Yahoo search.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm gonna figure this out. Give me one second. I'm asking my supervisor because there's a way for us to do, like, I can do a video meet with you real quick and I can show you what I'm talking about. Give me just a second to see how to do this. I believe, let me go like this. Okay. Believe that I can send you, let's go like this. Let's see here. Okay. Did you get the email notification notifying you of our appointment on Tuesday?
Let me check.
It should say GG onboarding.
Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
You do. Okay. I'm going to send you another one right now.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let's go like this. It's going to say meet me here. Oops. Hold on. I pressed the wrong button. Dang it. Go there. Okay. I'm going to invite you to this. I'm going to add a meeting. Okay, I'm sending you this right now. Now, when you get it in the email, it's going to say join with Google Meet once you click on it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You see where it says join with Google Meet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Click that button.
I did. And now it says join now.
Yep. Join now. And then I'm going to disconnect the call so we don't get an echo. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.